The Whiskey Rebellion. George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and the Frontier Rebels Who Challenged America's Newfound Sovereignty. By William Hoagland. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2006 by William Hoagland. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with William Hoagland and the William Morris Agency, and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Prologue. The President, the West, and the Rebellion. President Washington was traveling home to Virginia in June of 1794 when he got hurt. He was 16 months into his second term. He'd hoped to avoid serving it. At 62, he had begun to feel irretrievably old. He kept catching low-grade, lingering fevers. His inflamed gums endured the pressure of tusk and hinged steel. Rifling through papers, he looked for proof of things people claimed he'd said, waving off polite reminders from subordinates who, the president could see, were shaken by pinholes in his memory. He'd been embodying Republican judgment for so long that what might have been oppressive requirements of office, audiences, dinners, dances, teas, seemed to come naturally. In black velvet or purple satin, his huge frame, still magnificently straight, could endow any occasion with serenity and seriousness, with grace. Yet what George Washington really had to do all day was apply his enormous capacity for administrative thoroughness to a pile of awful problems that grew more numerous all the time. They were problems of mere survival. The Royal Navy was seizing U.S. ships. The British Army declined to evacuate forts on U.S. soil. Indian wars brought terrible...